Welcome back to the DLo, your mental health toolkit. I'm Denisha Hebert, and today's episode is all about mindfulness. We'll be exploring what mindfulness really means, how it benefits our mental health, and most importantly, how you can start bringing it into your daily life. In our fast-paced, distraction-filled world, it can be tough to stay grounded and in the present moment. We often find ourselves worrying about the future or dwelling in the past, and mindfulness is a tool to help break that cycle. It's all about being fully present in the here and now without judgment. So let's start with the basics. What is mindfulness? Mindfulness is a practice of paying attention on purpose to what's happening right now. It's about tuning into your thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations without getting swept away by them. You're simply noticing what's going on both within you and around you without trying to change anything or react to it. Think of it like this. When you practice mindfulness, you're creating space between you and your immediate reactions. You're giving yourself the opportunity to pause and respond thoughtfully rather than react automatically. Why does mindfulness matter? There's a reason mindfulness has become such a buzzword in the mental health world. It works. Research shows that mindfulness can help reduce stress, improve focus, increase self-awareness, and even help with emotional regulation. By practicing mindfulness, you're training your brain to be more present and less reactive, which can have a huge, huge, huge impact on your overall well-being. And the best part? You don't need any special tools or a lot of time to practice mindfulness. You can do it anywhere, anytime, whether you're sitting at your desk, waiting in line, or even washing dishes. Now that we know what mindfulness is and why it matters, let's talk about how you can start practicing it. One of the easiest ways to begin is through mindful breathing. This is a simple exercise you can do anywhere. All you need to do is take a moment to focus on your breath. You notice the sensation of the air moving in and out of your body. When your mind starts to wander, gently guide your attention back to your breath. Let's try this together for a few moments. If you're able to, find a comfortable position to sit. Close your eyes if you like. And just focus on your breathing. As you inhale, notice the air filling your lungs. As you exhale, feel the release. Inhale. And exhale. There's no need to rush or force anything. Just breathe at your own pace. And if your mind wanders, that's completely normal. The key is to gently bring your focus back to your breath without judgment. Feel free to continue this practice for as long as you like. Even just a few minutes of mindful breathing can help center you and reduce stress. The great thing about mindfulness is It's not just something you practice sitting still. You can bring mindfulness into almost any activity, whether it's eating, talking, or even brushing your teeth. The idea is to bring your full attention to the present moment, whatever you're doing. For example, the next time you're eating a meal, try to really focus on the taste, the texture, and the smell of your food. Notice how it feels in your mouth, how it looks on your plate. By doing this, you're practicing mindfulness, and you'll probably enjoy your meal a lot more too. Mindfulness is a simple but powerful tool for improving your mental health, and it's something you can practice every single day. It helps us slow down, tune in, and be present in the moment, something we could all use more of in our busy lives. Thank you for joining me today on the D-Lo. I encourage you to start practicing mindfulness in small ways throughout your day, whether it's through mindful breathing, mindful eating, or simply noticing your surroundings. Every little bit helps. And remember, mindfulness is a practice. It's not about doing it perfectly. It's about showing up and being present moment by moment. As always, if you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to subscribe and share with others who might benefit from these mental health tools. I'll see you next time when we dive into another valuable tool for your mental health, journaling. Until then, take care and be kind to yourself.